Barnabas, at this time, all those teachings, as Jehovah being the mighty deliverer, sprung to him. What was it? He had need. And he rose to his feet and he screamed, "Oh Jesus, thou Son of David, have mercy on me." Now from where he was sitting to the street was probably 40 or 50 yards. And all that great crowd around, some of them throwing overripe fruit at him, and some yelling this and some yelling that. You know, Jesus physically did not hear him. Someone said, "Oh, shut up. But do you know what you're doing? You must be excited. You must be beside yourself. Keep still." And the world has always tried to keep the real believers still. But that didn't stop Barnabas. He knew his child's teaching that Jehovah was the deliverer. And if this person was the Messiah, he had a right for help. And I say the same thing tonight. If Jesus is the Son of God, has raised from the dead, the same yesterday, today, and forever, we've got a right to ask for help. For he said, "Whatsoever thing you desire, when you pray, believe, you receive it, and you shall have it." We've got a right to ask for it. That's the teachings of the Bible. We have a right to. Jesus, with his head back, walking on, and the priest screaming at him, making fun of him. Others crying, "Hosanna." But did you notice the whole burden of all the world rested upon him? Calvary, dark hours in Gethsemane, laid before him. No, as he went, he never noticed their scoffing. You know, when someone says something evil about you, and you want to take it up and get angry about it, that shows that you haven't went quite deep enough yet with God. Big man don't do those things. That's what made him God to me. He was big. He didn't have to notice their little scoffing. He had a purpose. He had a work to do, and that was to fulfill what God had sent him to do. And he was determined to do it. He didn't care what anyone said.